Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Ksubas Daf Tzadivav, the 11th parak, Aman and Nizonas. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. The Zichu Masechus Ksubas program has been generously sponsored as a schus for Hachazachas Torah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, Kol Malachusha Eved Osel Rabo Tamid Osel Rabo Chutz Mataras Mino. All malacha that an Eved does for his master, a Talmid does for his master, except for untying the sandals. Rashi explains that people seeing him do so will assume he's an Eved Kanani who's prohibited to marry a regular Jew. Rava said this ruling only applies where people do not recognize the Talmid, and Ravashi said that even a place where they do not recognize him, it's only a problem if he's not wearing tefillin. Rashi explains that it was uncommon for an Eved Kanani to wear tefillin, since he's only chayv in mitzvahs that a woman is obligated in. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said in him, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol monea talmido melashamsho ki u monea mimeno chesed. Anyone who prevents his talmid from attending to him is regarded as if he's withholding from a chesed. As the pasuk states, Lamas moreu chesed, by one who withholds kindness from his friend. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Af porek mimeno yir shamayim. He also casts off from the talmid the fear of shamayim. As it stated at the end of that pasuk, Yir shaka yazov, and he abandons the fear of Hashem. Pointing to Rabbi Lazar said, Almanu shetavs mataltim b'mezuna seah, ma shetavs tetavsa, an almanu who sees movable property as payment for her support. What she has seized, and she may keep it. Rashi explains that even though it was taught earlier that only a husband's real property is mortgaged to pay for his almanah support, if she does seize it, based on does not take it away from her. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he related Maisa Bekalasa Shor Rav Shabsai. There was once an incident involving the daughter-in-law of Rav Shabsai, Shetapsa Disaki Moleya Maos, that she seized a sack full of money as payment for her mezonos, and the chachamim did not have the power to take it out of her hands. Ravina said, Lo maron elu mezone, avala ksuba mafkina mina. We only said this when she seizes it for her support, but if she seizes mataltin for a ksuba, then we do take them away from her. And point number three, Rav Yochanan asked, Yisomim omrin asaninu, v'hi omeres lo natalti, amila havi raya. If the Yisomim claim we gave her money for support, but the Almana claims, I haven't taken it, upon whom is the burden to bring proof? Does the deceased husband's property stand in possession of the Yisomim, and so it's on the Almana to bring proof? Or, does the property stand in possession of the Almana, and it's upon the Yisomim to bring proof? Rav Shimon Bar Ashi said that this is like a Malchukas Hanayim in the following Brisa. An Almana may sell her late husband's estate, and she should write in the shtar, Elu Mezonos Mekharti ve'Elu Ksuba Mekharti. These properties were sold to pay for my support, and these were sold for my Ksuba, Divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi says, Mocheres v'kosev estam v'ken kochiyafet. She may sell the property without specifying why she sold it, and therefore her power is great. Rav Shimon Bar Ashi explained, that according to Rav Yehuda, she must specify the purpose of each sale, because he holds the property is in the possession of the Yisomim. If she doesn't specify the purpose, they can claim that everything was sold for a ksuba unless she brings proof. And Rav Yossi holds that everything is in the possession of the Almana, and it's on the Yisomim to bring proof. The Gemara brings two rebuttals to Rabbi Shimon Bar Ashi's explanation. So once again, the 3 points are Namun. Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, Kol malacha she'eved osel rabo, tamid osel rabo chutz mataras mino. All malacha that an Eved does for his master, a Talmid does for his Rebbe, except for untying the sandals. Rashi explains that people seeing him do so will assume he's an Eved Kanani who's prohibited to marry a regular Jew. Rava said this ruling only applies where people do not recognize the Talmid, and Ravashi said that even a place where they do not recognize him, it's only a problem if he's not wearing tefillin. Rashi explains that it was uncommon for an Eved Kanani to wear tefillin, since he's only chayv in mitzvahs that a woman is obligated in. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said in him, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol monea talmido melashamsho ki u monea mimeno chesed. Anyone who prevents his talmid from attending to him is regarded as if he's withholding from a chesed. As the pasuk states, Lamas moreu chesed, by one who withholds kindness from his friend. Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak says, Af porek mimeno yir shamayim. He also casts off from the talmid the fear of shamayim. As it stated at the end of that pasuk, Yir shaka yazov, and he abandons the fear of Hashem. Pointing to Rabbi Lazar said, Almanu shetavs mataltim b'mezuna seah, ma shetavs tetavsa, an almanu who sees movable property as payment for her support. What she has seized, and she may keep it. Rashi explains that even though it was taught earlier that only a husband's real property is mortgaged to pay for his almanah support, if she does seize it, based on does not take it away from her. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he related Maisa Bekalasa Shor Rav Shabsai. There was once an incident involving the daughter-in-law of Rav Shabsai, Shetapsa Disaki Moleya Maos, that she seized a sack full of money as payment for her mezonos, and the chachamim did not have the power to take it out of her hands. Ravina said, Lo maron elu mezone, avala ksuba mafkina mina. We only said this when she seizes it for her support, but if she seizes mataltin for a ksuba, then we do take them away from her. And point number three, Rav Yochanan asked, Yisomim omrin asaninu, v'hi omeres lo natalti, amila havi raya. If the Yisomim claim we gave her money for support, but the Almana claims, I haven't taken it, upon whom is the burden to bring proof? Nichse Bechetzus Yasmi Kaimu, does the deceased husband's property stand in possession of the Yosomim, and so it's on the Almana to bring proof? Or Nichse Bechetzus Almana Kaimi, does the property stand in possession of the Almana, and it's upon the Yosomim to bring proof? Rav Shimon bar Ashi said that this is like a Malchukas Hanayim in the following Brisa. An Almana may sell her late husband's estate, and she should write in the shtar, Ilu Mazonis Makarti Ve'ilu Ksuba Makarti. These properties were sold to pay for my support, and these were sold for my Ksuba, Divi Rav Yehuda. Rav Yossi says, Mocheres v'kosev estam, v'ken kochiyafet. She may sell the property without specifying why she sold it, and therefore her power is great. Rav Shimon bar Ashi explained, that according to Rav Yehuda, she must specify the purpose of each sale, because he holds the property is in the possession of the Yosomim. If she doesn't specify the purpose, they can claim that everything was sold for a ksuba unless she brings proof. And Rav Yossi holds that everything is in the possession of the Almana, and it's on the Yosomim to bring proof. The Gemara brings two rebuttals to Rabbi Shimon bar Ashi's explanation. All right, so now we go to our Simra Daf Tzadivav, and the Simra relates to a mitzvah, a tzav, and we use a town crier, one who announces the king's command. So here goes. The town crier who let the aspiring town crier Talmud wearing tefillin untie his sandals while he proudly announced, I will not withhold from him a chesed, was knocked over by a widow running with a sack full of money that she sees from the Yosomim for her mazonos, who later claimed that she did not receive money for support and that the burden of proof was on them. Once again, in slow motion. The town crier, that must be more enough. Tzadivav. The town crier let the aspiring town crier Talmud wearing tefillin untie his sandals while he proudly announced, I will not withhold from them a chesed, which reminds Rabbi Shuben Levi said, Kol malacha she'eved osel rabo, Talmud osel rabo, chutz mehataras mino. All malacha that an eved does for his master, a Talmud does for his Rebbe, except for untying the sandals. Rashi explains that people seeing him do so will assume that he's an eved kanani who's prohibited to marry a regular Jew. Rava said this one only applies when people do not recognize the Talmud, and Ravashi said that even a place where they do not recognize him, it's only a problem if he's not wearing tefillin. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha-monei ha-talmido mo-lasham shel ki o-monei mimena chesed. Anyone who prevents his Talmud from attending to him is regarded as if he's withholding from him a chesed. So the town crier who let the aspiring town crier Talmud wearing tefillin untie his sandals while he proudly announced, I will not withhold from him a chesed, was knocked over by a widow running with a sack full of money that she sees from the Yosomim for her mazonos, which reminds us Rabbi Lezer said an Almana who sees his metaltin as payment for her support, what she has seized, and she may keep it. So the town crier who let the aspiring town crier Talmud wearing tefillin untie his sandals while he proudly announced, I will not withhold from him a chesed, was knocked over by a widow running with a sack full of money that she seized from the Yosomim for her mazonos, who later claimed she did not receive money for support and that the burden of proof was on them, which reminds us of Yochanan asks, if the Yosomim claim we gave her, referring to the Almana, money for support, but the Almana claims I have not taken it, upon whom is the burden to bring proof? Nechse Bechesus Yasmi Kaimi, does the deceased husband's property stand in possession of the Yosomim, and so it's on the Almana to bring proof? Or Nechse Bechesus Almana Kaimi, or does the property stand in the possession of the Almana, and it's upon the Yosomim to bring proof? Rav Shimon bar Ashi said that it's like a Malchukas Tanai, but the Gemara brings two rebuttals to his explanation. So once again, the town crier who let the aspiring town crier Talmud wearing tefillin untie his sandals while he proudly announced, I will not withhold from him a chesed, was knocked over by a widow running with a sack full of money that she seized from the Yosomim for her mazonos, who later claimed that she did not receive money for support and that the burden of proof was on them. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.